to the next great human plateau. An old book friend once warned that we are not to serve as piano keys. We are not to be played like a melody. We are different from nature. We are, in fact, a force too. But the manual of life is yet to be writ. We have the opening chapter, I think, in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, but it is in desperate need of update. Tens of thousands of new articles are desperately needed. Another enlightened man reminds us that we are not fallen angels, that we are, in fact, risen apes with a history of war. If you unplug from the world and allow yourself to hear it, you will see that there are two roads ahead. A road that leads to countless, meaningless wars, and a road that recognizes that we must rise yet again. Rise beyond what we think our limits must be. We must rise above our animal nature. And this time, only thinking can make it so. Soon enough, the world will be locked by irreversible laws written by uneducated men. False leaders who, in their childish desperation, saw on the branches they sit on just to get through another day. To give the future generations the ability to shrug these chains and break the cycle of repeating the same old mistakes that only lead to more war, we must recognize that we suffer from the blight of ease of indoctrination. It does not take much convincing for us to saw on our own branches to protect beliefs that we are merely born into. Where had we been born to the opposite end, we'd end up fighting from the other side. We have to leave the divisions and indoctrination behind. We must reject being played like the piano keys. This world does not belong to us, nor does it belong to the past anymore. It belongs to all the future generations that are yet to come. We must take to crafting self-directed educational systems that bring forth a culture of knowledge, of wisdom, and greatness, and authentic leadership. There comes a moment in every student's life where they figure out the teachers are ineffective or fake, or perhaps even hateful. Today, there is something you can do to help the children. Tell them that they are right, that they have been betrayed, that false leaders and false teachers can only put on a show, only pretend that there is a meaning to what they do. Ask your children to turn away from false leaders and teachers and face all the great beings across the entire human history. Beings who, in their great wisdom, actually made positive lasting and meaningful contributions to humankind. Deliver the countless narrated books right into your children's hands, so as the libraries close, they will know their way to books. Remind them that philosophers love and honor them, that your children are not to serve, but to rise. Only the dark machinery of war needs workers. The real future is desperately calling for thinkers and lovers of wisdom. There is much work to be done. Do not fail to remind them that to grow up means to grow all the way up, until your children become great beings too.
Whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world, whereas disregard and contempt for human rights have resulted in barbarous acts which have outraged the conscience of mankind, and the advent of a world in which human beings shall enjoy freedom of speech and belief and freedom from fear and want has been proclaimed as the highest aspiration of the common people.
Is dat menseregte deur die wet beskerm word, ten einde te voorkom dat mense nie gedwing gaan word om in opstand teen tirannie en onderdrukking te kom nie. Aangesien dit noodsaaklik is om die ontwikkeling van vriendelike bande tussen nasies
considerando ser essencial promover o desenvolvimento de relações amistosas entre as nações.
Considerando que os povos das Nações Unidas reafirmaram na Carta da ONU sua fé nos direitos humanos fundamentais, na dignidade e no valor do ser humano e na igualdade de direitos entre homens e mulheres, e que decidiram promover o progresso social e melhores condições de vida em uma liberdade mais ampla.
A desidelse af og foragt for menneskerettighederne har ført til barbariske handlinger, der har oprørt menneskeheden som vittighed, og der skabelsen af en verden, hvor menneskene nyder tale og trosfrihed og frihed for frygt og nød, er blevet forkyndt som folkets højeste mål. Da det er afgørende betydning, at menneskerettighederne beskyttes af loven, hvis ikke mennesket som en sidste udvej skal tvinges til at gøre oprør.
Tous les êtres humains naissent libres et égaux en dignité et en droit. Ils sont doués de raison et de conscience et doivent agir les uns envers les autres dans un esprit de fraternité. Article 2. Chacun peut se prévaloir de tous les droits et de toutes les libertés proclamées dans la présente déclaration sans distinction aucune, notamment de race, de couleur, de sexe, de langue, de religion, d'opinion politique ou de toute autre opinion d'origine nationale ou sociale, de fortune, de naissance ou de toute autre situation.
Κανείς δεν επιτρέπεται να ζει υπό καθεστώς δουλείας, ολικής ή μερικής. Η δουλεία και το δουλεμπόριο υπό οποιαδήποτε μορφή απαγορεύονται. Άρθρο 5. Κανείς δεν επιτρέπεται να υποβάλλεται σε βασανιστήρια, ούτε σε ποινή ή μεταχείριση σκληρή, απάνθρωπη ή ταπεινωτική.
Λο ιουφλε αδάμ αλπίμα αμαδά χαμδινή, αλπί σαμχουτά ο αλπίμα αμαδά χαμπενλεουμή σελ χαμδινά ο χαέρετς σελέχα χου σαγιάχ. בין שהארץ היא עצמאית ובין שהיא נתונה לנאמנות, בין שהיא נטולת שלטון עצמי ובין שריבונותה מוגבלת כל הגבלה אחרת. סעיף ג' כל אדם יש לו הזכות לחיים,
minden személynek joga van az ilyen beavatkozásokkal vagy sértésekkel szemben a törvényvédelméhez. 13. cikk, első pont. Az államon belül minden személynek joga van szabadon mozogni és lakóhelyét szabadon megválasztani. 2. pont. Minden személynek joga van minden országot, ideértve saját hazáját is, elhagyni, valamint saját hazájába visszatérni. 14. cikk. Első pont. Minden személynek joga van az üldözés elől más országban menedéket keresni, és a más ország nyújtotta menedéket élvezni.
Tutti gli esseri umani nascono liberi ed uguali in dignità e diritti. Essi sono dotati di ragione e di coscienza e devono agire gli uni verso gli altri in spirito di fratellanza. Articolo 2. Ad ogni individuo spettano tutti i diritti e tutte le libertà enunciate nella presente dichiarazione, senza distinzione alcuna, per ragioni di razza, di colore, di sesso, di lingua, di religione, di opinione politica o di altro genere, di origine nazionale o sociale, di ricchezza, di nascita o di altra condizione. Nessuna distinzione sarà inoltre stabilita sulla base dello statuto politico, giuridico o internazionale del paese o del territorio cui una persona appartiene, sia indipendente o sottoposto ad amministrazione fiduciaria o non autonomo, o soggetto a qualsiasi limitazione di sovranità.
Ditirapake utawa nampa pidana kang ora kaya lumrahing umat manusa utawa sinungkur kremehake. Bab 6. Saben uang derbe hak tumrap paseki ing sakjroning angger-angger minangka umat manusa sacara pribadi ing endi wae papan dunyane. Bab 8. Saben uang duweni hak kapulihake kanthi trep saka sesambunge katrapatan pangadilan nasional tumrap tindak tanduk kang nalasir saka hak-hak baku kang dening angger-angger
kaprasane dadi hak delituoso, presume-se inocente até que a sua culpabilidade fique legalmente provada no decurso de processo público em que todas as garantias necessárias de defesa lhe sejam asseguradas. 2. Ninguém será condenado por ações ou omissões que, no momento da sua prática, não constituíam um ato delituoso à face do direito interno ou internacional. Do mesmo modo, não será infligida pena mais grave do que a que era aplicável no momento em que
Artículo
o ato 12. Delituoso foi cometido.
Nadie será objeto de injerencias arbitrarias en su vida privada, su familia, su domicilio o su correspondencia, ni de ataques a su honra o a su reputación. Toda persona tiene derecho a la protección de la ley contra tales injerencias o ataques. Artículo 13. Número 1. Toda persona tiene derecho a circular libremente y a elegir su residencia en el territorio de un...
Punto 3. Осуществление этих прав и свобод ни в коем случае не должно противоречить целям и принципам Организации Объединенных Наций. Статья 30. Ничто в настоящей декларации не может быть истолковано как предоставление какому-либо государству, группе лиц или отдельным лицам права заниматься какой-либо деятельностью или совершать действия, направленные к уничтожению прав и свобод, изложенных в настоящей декларации.
Повсеместная декларация прав человека została uchwalona przez Zgromadzenie Ogólne Organizacji Narodów Zjednoczonych 10 grudnia 1948 roku.